This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Please feel free to join our podcast where you can get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone. Now, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we go over all important topics of personal finance that goes over when could you retire, how much are you spending, if you should refinance, if you should rent, if you should buy, if you should lease, if you should own, tax planning, investments, folks, you name it, anything that involves a dollar sign, we can help with. And folks, we are offering a free financial assessment. We typically charge $500 for this assessment. Folks, give us a call. We are now offering this at no cost, where we can help answer the questions that you have entering retirement, in retirement, or definitely pre-retirement, where we can help you take advantage and knock out some of these difficult tasks. Folks, we got offices all across Southern California, including here in the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, there has been a lot going on in the stock market this year. 2018 has been an absolute roller coaster. I can't begin to tell you, as you guys already know, of what has happened. I mean, just the headlines have been absolutely ridiculous this year, and the stock market is off almost 15% from its high. Folks, that is past correction mode. A correction mode's 10%. Bear markets are 20%. I mean, we are not far from that. I'm not here suggesting we're going into a recession or anything of the sorts, but you need to be aware what is happening with the markets. Most people out there are not even looking at their accounts unless on a quarterly basis. If that, some people don't even look at the statements. Heck, I've heard people that are scared to even open up their statement because they know that they are losing money. That is absolutely ridiculous. What you need to do and what you should be getting, what you should be having these interactions, these conversations with whoever's helping you with this. You should be getting letters from your advisors. You should be getting calls from them. You should be meeting with them regularly, not once a year, explaining to you what is happening. And I sure hope they didn't go buying you Sears, Toys R Us, or Radio Shack, if you know what I mean. They're not here anymore. But the stock market's been all over the place, and you need to understand why that's the case. I will be sharing with you some of the crazy headlines this year of why the markets have been going up, down, left, and right. And unfortunately, most people out there are not working with any type of professional, and the ones they are just selling them junk, and they're just selling them product. They don't talk investments. They're just offering you products and, if anything, trying to scare you of the stock market that's going up and down. They're trying to scare you of the losses that you have so they can lock you into some insurance sales product, some annuity or something of that sort, where they claim that you can't lose money. Folks, this stock market, what's happening right now, the losses that are happening in the USA, in large cap companies, mid-sized companies, small cap, international, you name it, bonds even, literally everything seems to be dropping. Why? Because they are, is normal. It's actually normal. The issue that people are having is nobody understands why that's the case. Here's a good example. You hear something saying, oil prices are going up. Oh no, stock market drops. A week later, well, oil prices went down. Stock market drops again. It makes no absolute sense. There is no logic anymore of anything that we hear, and that whatever comes on in the media, whatever comes on TV, it seems like it's just this ultra-sensitive market that drives it to go down. But what you need to now have that frame of point, that understanding where it's okay, and I'll take it a step further. It's not just okay because it will rebound. It's okay and actually good because you get to be proactive. You get to take advantage of these market drops. Most people don't. They just say, oh, the markets will always come back. Look at 2008. Can't get much worse than that. Not only did the market crash 40-50%, but on top of that, I was driving down my neighborhood and homes were being foreclosed on. So not only was paper money, which is the stock market, going down, but physical property was going down. Folks, you have to understand that the reason it's good is because you, depending on how you're invested, should be able to take advantage of these market fluctuations. What does that mean? That means there's something in portfolio that's losing money. Then you should be buying more of it. Now, the question you, of course, have is, well, where do I have the money? I don't have money laying around to go buy. Well, that doesn't mean you can't take money in other places in your actual portfolio. Folks, that is called a rebalance. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are talking about the stock market and the things that you should be doing. I mean, the market's off almost 15% from its high, and that's just in large cap USA. That's not talking about mid caps, small caps, and international, let alone bonds. It's not talking about any of that. And folks, if you need help understanding your situation, what you should be doing, what's in your portfolio, how should you be rebalancing, folks, give us a call. That's why we are offering a free financial assessment to help relate what we're talking about today to your specific situation. We typically charge $500 for this assessment, and we'll give it to you at no cost. Give us a call. Reference that you heard us from the radio. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, where we can help put together a customized assessment looking at your situation and what you should be doing. Because there is truly a right and a wrong way to be investing your money. There is. It's very simple. The right way is a way that's worked always for decades. It's not saying you can never lose. Of course you can lose. Stock market loses, you lose. It's very simple. But there is a right way to invest where you don't have to worry about individual stocks going out of business. Like the three I mentioned earlier with Sears, Radio Shack, and Toys R Us. Those are ones recently in the past few years that's gone out of business. But if you invest in an index that has over 35,000 different global companies with a series of the basket of indexes to help build your portfolio, you are reducing that risk aggressively. More importantly, though, what you're doing is you're allowing your portfolio with each position, with each index that you should be investing in, it's allowing it to see each index going in a different direction. What does that mean? Stock market's down. What do you mean stock market? Well, that just means what you see on the TV. All they're focusing on, our media, is the Dow Jones and the S&P 500. Well, the Dow Jones is 30 stocks. The S&P 500 is 500 stocks. Between the two, that's 530 stocks. Remember what I said earlier? You should be putting yourself in a portfolio with over 35,000 different stocks. So if the stock market drops, which we see on TV, it's only a fraction of your overall portfolio. But unfortunately, most people have everything they have in these large companies. I'm not saying these large companies are bad. These are large companies we use on a day-to-day basis. But are you really going to put your life savings all in these companies that can be so volatile? This is where you need to take a look at your situation, whether you're planning for retirement, nearing retirement, or in retirement. Can you handle these 50% swings? Or 20% swings like international seeing? I mean, my goodness. Hey, things were great in the past 9 years. Things were fantastic. You couldn't lose in the past 9 years. Nobody lost in the past 9 years. Stock market only went up for 9 years. But can it always just continue to go up? I mean, it's kind of crazy to think, right? I mean, what goes up must come down. Now, over time, sure, there's a lot of proven research that shows it will always go up. Why? Companies are in business to make money. As long as we understand that, then the markets always do go up. But individual companies can go out of business, hence why we see some of these things on the media. Look at GE, for example. But having all your investments globally diversified throughout all asset classes helps reduce your risk. It helps also increase your return as well, because you're comparing yourself against the S&P 500 or the U.S. stock markets. By being globally diversified, it allows you to take advantage of these volatile periods, because right now when the stock market is down 15%, the U.S. stock market, sure, you have mid-caps, small-caps, international, maybe even down more than that. But you also have bonds in your portfolio. And the bonds, even though some of them are flat or even lost money, they sure as heck are not down 15% or 20%+ like other indices. So what does that mean? That means you, in fact, do have money to buy other investments. You do have money to buy when the markets are low. You want to sell high and buy low. But what if everything is low? Then what you're supposed to do is sell low and buy lower. And this strategy can help save thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions, depending on how much you have. There's research, proven research through Vanguard. There's 15 to 20 year studies that prove that normal investors, retail investors, greatly underperform professionals. Why? Because you get scared. You get fearful. You are listening to this nonsense on TV. And it's human nature for you to get emotional because you're managing your money. I mean, heck, look at a lawyer in the courtroom. Do they represent themselves? No, they hire another lawyer to do it. Most surgeons won't operate on their kids because of the emotional tie to that. It's too much. And what we're going to talk about after the break is why and how this study at Vanguard has shown how you've done versus professionals. And forget the professional piece of it. It's just the fact that how you do when you listen to all this nonsense on the news. And folks, if you need help just understanding your situation and want to relate it, give us a buzz. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are talking about this crazy stock market. My goodness, it's been up, down, left, and right, you name it. It's down 15% from its high. That's just on the USA. Some of the small caps USA also off 20% off its high. International is almost 25% from its high. And heck, even bonds, depending if it's a long-term bond to a short-term bond, that could be off almost 10% from its high. I mean, my goodness, there are so many things going on. It seems like no matter what you invest in, even gold is down. I mean, everything seems to be off its high. So what to do? We were talking here in this first segment about what you should do, because this isn't doomsday, folks. You know what this is? This is opportunity, especially if you're retired or soon to be retired. You know why it's opportunity? It's your time to potentially make some money. Now, how is that possible? Gabriel, I'm losing money. How is this a good thing? The reason it's a good thing is you're not going to need all that money right now. What you could do is build your portfolio in a certain way by having global indices, global indexes, and we're talking a basket of 10 to 20 potentially, depending on how much you have, where you can now take advantage of this volatile period. Doing that, you could see how the stock market goes either up or down. Well, in this case, almost everything is down. So let's take it a step further. Because almost everything is down, what you do is take what's lost the least and buy what's lost the most. Whoa. That seems crazy. You want me to buy the stuff that's making me lose all this money? Well, yes, because you're not buying Lehman Brothers or Barrett Stearns or Pan Am Air or Kodak. You're buying an index of baskets of hundreds and thousands, not 100,000, 100 or a thousands of companies. And indices come back. They come back. An index can't go broke. That top 500 companies in America, the S&P 500 is an index. Can it go to zero? I mean, okay, sure. Yes, it can go to zero. But then who cares at that point if it goes to zero? You know why? Who cares if it goes to zero? Because money is not even important anymore. You know why? Because all the big banks are out of business. You can't even get your money. Oh, I'm going to go drive to the hills. Well, you can't even do that because there's no gas pumps anymore because those are all out of business. There's no food because you can't go to the grocery markets because those are supplied by Fortune 500 companies too. Folks, you have truly Armageddon. I sure hope you have a farm somewhere deep in the IE where you can live off your livestock because truly there is nothing left. All you need is canned goods and ammunition. That's your new retirement. You get what I'm saying? So the point is building your portfolio where it can sustain any type of trauma. And right now we're going through it. And you know what's crazy? It's not even that big compared to 2008. But it's not that small either. In 2008, the stock market dropped 38%, 50% from its high. We're now at 15%. So it's almost a third of what's happened in 2008. So yeah, sure, that is nothing to ignore. But we also should know this yields opportunity just like it does in 2008, which we were talking about prior. Was building a portfolio that is globally diversified. That globally diversified portfolio allows you to rebalance and take advantage of the market volatility. So what does that mean? Sell what you made money on or lost the least on and buy what you lost the most on to re-straighten out, to rebalance the portfolio. It's almost like straightening out your yard, your lawn. If it's uneven, mow it. And that's literally what a rebalance is, and most people do not do that. And there's a lot of fantastic studies that I can prove you that nobody does that. And it's unfortunate, but this is the reality. People don't do their own dentistry for this reason. And there's studies through Vanguard, a popular one. They did one in 2015. They've been doing one annually now showing this 15 to 20-year study showing that the value that advisors bring to the table. And of course, I'm an advisor, right? I'm a planner. Our firm at Falcoma Planning, we're a fee-only non-commissioned advisory firm. Of course, we're going to tell you should work with a professional. Don't ask a professional if you should work with a professional. Don't ask an accountant, hey, should you do my taxes? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, don't ask a doctor, do I need to go to a doctor? But obviously my biased recommendation is of course you're going to get you're going to be getting value. But if you look at Vanguard, the epitome of do-it-yourselfers, the people that invest and do everything on your own, Vanguard themselves came out with a study that showed that advisors helping you because you don't rebalance on time, you don't properly invest your allocation in your portfolio correct between Roths, taxable brokerage accounts, and IRAs. You do not do tax loss harvesting. You do not have the proper allocation. You are also not disciplined. Because of Vanguard study, they've showed that working with an advisor adds value from this unbiased research from a firm that doesn't do advisory, for the most part, says it would enhance your portfolio by 3% plus a year, compounded, annualized. 3%. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Sheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And we are talking about this volatile market and what you should be doing. And if you're doing nothing, I just gave some important information from Vanguard's research that showed that the fact you're not doing it, you are losing money. Some people try to count pennies and say, man, I don't want to have to pay 1% to an advisor on $1 million. That's $10,000 a year. I don't want to pay $10,000 a year. You know what I can do with $10,000 a year? Well, they've been losing on an annualized basis 3% from 2000 to 2018. Losing. It's just proof that people are emotional, which is normal. It's human nature. But please focus on dollars. Please focus on being disciplined. This is why we get personal trainers. I know I can lose 10 pounds. It's easy. I know exactly what I need to do. I need to go to the gym and eat better. Life is so simple. Let's not make it complicated. But how come I have a personal trainer? Because he forces me out of bed. He gives me a call. And myself, I know I'm paying somebody for something. I'm going to want to make sure I get my money's worth. This is why those professions exist. And this is why our professions exist and many, many, many other service-based professions. It's to help people like you. That's just holding you accountable. And more importantly, doing it for you. Because this may be just a very annoying chore for you. And that's why people hire us. So we can help you. And we can do it for you. You can delegate it out. And folks, if you need help with that, if you want to see if you're a good candidate, if you want to see if you truly can do it on yourself, or if what you're doing is right, give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment where we can make sure you're doing everything right, seeing if there's any missed opportunities, and not missing out on any strategies that can help increase your money, increase your tax savings, increase your returns, increase and your overall wealth while reducing your risk. Folks, give us a call. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help put together an assessment that we normally charge $500 for at no cost to you. Just reference the radio when you give us a call. Take advantage. It's been extremely popular over the past years. Okay. So taking a look also at just how you are when you invest and getting emotional. We have some more research through these Dalbar studies. Dalbar is a company that pretty much does independent research on how people invest, the tendencies and what they do and how they do of their investments. And Dalbar has a study from 1970 to 2015 that showed how you have done. Now, how you have done throughout that long period of time is that you have done, on average, between all the investors out there, you've done a good job. You made money, which is good, but you have done, on average, 4%. 4%. Okay. Now, the stock market throughout that time has done almost 11%. You've done 4%. Now, you may be curious why that's the case. Well, it's because you hear something on the news, you'll get scared and sell. Or you hear Bitcoin's at 20,000. What do you want to do, everybody? Let's buy Bitcoin. And this makes you normal. It's normal to make those type of mistakes and jump on those bandwagons. Unfortunately, it's normal. And that normal act causes you money. Now, when you look at the average advisory return throughout that time, somebody working with an advisor, it's double, over double, which you've done. That's including the fee. And really, the reason of that is the professionals, this being their primary focus, them understanding markets, them knowing how to react, being proactive, takes all the emotion out of it. Part of it, I joke, I say, you could do a better job managing my money than I could my own. And the reason is because you're not going to get emotional with my money. I'll get emotional with my money. You're going to stick to the plan. And unfortunately, this is reality. I see this on a daily basis. Folks, if you need help putting you on a proper path, putting a plan together for you, or just making sure you're doing the right thing, give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment. You can take full advantage of it, folks. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com or falconwp.com. For short, we can help put a plan together for you that can hopefully avoid the common pitfalls that most people have. Folks, that was a fast, fast show. I want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones, where you can get this episode or any one of your previous episodes. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.